We are learning Masechta Zivam Staf Samach Tesam Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Tesam Aleph. Ha'oines va'mefata va'ashoite loy poistam loy machilim. Oines va'mefata is like this. We're talking about a bas koyin to Yisrael. So we'll look at bas koyin marries Yisrael. She can't eat truma. But if it was just an oines va'mefata, then she still can eat truma. The same thing. And it wasn't a apostle to her. We'll see in a second. It wasn't a apostle to her. Vashoita means they even married. A bas koyin is married to Yisrael. She could still eat truma. And the opposite is true as well, where it's Yisraelis married to a koyin. A oines mefata can't feed her with truma. And if it's a shoita also, cannot feed her with truma because a shoita is a shkin kindin. It's not a kedushin at all. So a oines mefata vashoita loy poyis lemachilim. V'meinu ruin love of Yisrael, if this person that she was nivala to is not royal love of Yisrael, royal poyis lem, it passes her. Kate said, "What? Right. Yeah, because you're the nivel apostle. Yeah. Kate said, Yisrael shabah bas koyin toichel b'tshuma. Yisrael that was bah bas koyin she's looking at tshuma. As long as no iser, just this bah she eats tshuma. But Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, lo yisoichel b'tshuma she can't eat tshuma because even though it wasn't on purpose, but the mice became pregnant. The uber apostles because not kinerah prat mubaris." Nechtach uber meha, the uber fell apart in her stomach, so then she can start eating again. Teichel. Another example, hoye koyin shaba bas Yisrael, loy teichel b'tshuma. If it's a koyin who's bas Yisrael, you can't feed her b'tshuma. But Ibra, if she comes pregnant, loy soichel, she can't eat because the uber doesn't feed her, but yolda teichel. Nimtze koyach shabem, godom shab. The koyach of the child should strong and have. Av couldn't be Michael, just a oynes and a fata, but if they have a child's a koyin, it will be Michael. More cases. Eved poisul mishum bia ve'ina poisul mishum zera. Eved ke pasul mishum bia but not poisul mishum zera. What does that mean, Ketzad? Bas Yisrael lekoyin or bas koyin liyisrael v'yolda hemenu ben and they had a child. But a bas yisrael lekoyin and bas koyin liyisrael v'yolda hemenu ben. V'holacha ben v'nichbash al shifcha. The ben went ahead and nichbash is loshen, they got married, but since it's not a good marriage, it's loshen genai. So she pushed herself on a shivcha. The yolda men ben had a child, and now this lady's husband died. So hareiz the eved, the child's a eved because it came from a shivcha. Halacha is that a shivcha's child's a eved, and the Mishnah explains. Hoyse the aim of bas yisrael. If the case was that the grandmother was the yisrael married the koyin, bas yisrael the koyin. So in this case, loy soichal b'tshuma, you will not eat tshuma. Even though you have a grandchild, and usually a grandchild helps to stick you to make you marry the koyin, but the eved doesn't count because the eved is not from her.
Father.
What?
What about the eved's father?
The eved's father
is your son.
Right.
So she can jump based on that.
But the child goes after the shivcha. That's the problem. The luck is.
The shivcha's child.
No. Shivcha's child we're talking about here. V'holacha ben v'nichbash al shivcha v'yoldo amenu ben. I'm talking about the ben. The Ben is a shivcha.
What's the case to begin with? Bas Yisrael.
Yeah.
Yoldo amenu ben. So they had
right.
A child.
Right. That ben died also.
Machlo's mother.
Right. That Ben died also. Everyone died. We're trying to use the grandchild of here. That Ben died. So the halacha is that loy soichel b'tshuma. Yeah, of course, if she has a son who's a kohen, then she's able to eat it. But the other soichel b'tshuma. You're right. Then no one's alive here. Bas kohen li Yisrael toichel b'tshuma. And the opposite case as well, where the bas kohen was married to Yisrael, and they had a son, and the son died, and the husband died. So then, she will be able to eat truma. She has an enikel still. The enikel doesn't count because the enikel came from the eved. So basically, an eved is poisul mishum bia, which means if someone's baal, an eved, she becomes a halala, but an eved is not considered zera to pasul that way. Mamzer, poisul meichel. Mamzer does both things. It's poisul, but on the other hand, it is meichel. Ketzad, bas yisrael lekoyin, or bas koyin liyisrael, or yolda men a bas. You have a bas yisrael lekoyin, or bas koyin to yisrael, V'yolda hemenu bas, and they had a daughter here. V'holcha bas v'nishl eved. Here the bas went and married eved. Tosis asks, why didn't say nichbasha here? Okay. V'holcha bas v'nishl eved evachavim. V'yolda hemenu ben. Now remember, this is a big machlokes what the halach is. It says over here, reza mamzer. So it sounds like maybe going to mandi yamachai v'lav and have a mamzer or a different shot like we had if you remember back before. But the more we'll talk about it later on tomorrow's daf. Akaponim. This bas koyin was married to Yisrael, or bas Yisrael married to koyin, and they had a daughter. The daughter married an eved of Yechavim. Yolda menu ben. Harei a mamzer, Charles a mamzer. So he's the Amy Mabasi Shaul Koyin, Taichav a Chuma, even though everyone is dead. Her daughter's dead, her husband's dead. She's eating Chuma, Machmas the mamzer, Enikol. Bas Koyin Li Shaul, Taichav a Chuma. Bas Koyin Li Shaul won't eat Chuma, Machmas, even if everyone else is dead. This child, this grandchild's alive, it's a mamzer. It is, the Siach is after her. And therefore, it'll make her either Yisrael or Kayin, depends what the case is. And, but a mamzer passels with bibia, like it says, mamzer poisel machel. Kayin gadol, pomeshu poisel, it's possible for Kayin gadol to make matters worse. Ketzad, you have a bas Kayin li Yisrael. A bas Kayin was eating chumah, she gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat chumah, right? The older man a bas, she has a daughter. V'holcha a bas, misses the Kayin. That bas marries a Kayin. The older man a ben, had a child. That child could be a Kohen Gadol, right? The Israel is a Kohen Gadol. And now, let's say, the Bas died and her husband died. So really, she's a Bas Kohen, and she should be able to do Truma, because she has no husband and no child. But she has a grandchild who's a Kohen Gadol. Still, Oymid Mishamas Gamas Beach, Machel's Imoy, Opais Imoy. This Kohen Gadol is Machel's own mother, but his grandmother cannot eat. Zaysemeres. I don't want to be like my child, the Kohen Gadol, who personally mina chuma. The apostles from me from the chuma.
Can't eat the chuma because
she married, she's not married to Yisrael anymore. But since she has offspring still from that Yisrael, that stops of meaning the chuma. It makes it look like she's connected to that Yisrael, and she's not v'shaval beisavir kinara, and therefore she can't eat chuma. Now we're seeing the Gemara. It's in the Mishnah, beginning of Mishnah, Oinis Vafata and a Shaita. That means a Shaita is not Michael. If he's a Kohen, he's not Michael. And if he's a Shaul, he doesn't shter. He doesn't disturb the Bas Kohen from eating Chuma. Tanina, Allahad, we talk and learn the Bryce's idea, Tarabaran, Shaita, Vakatan, Shinosu, Nashim, Umesu. If a Shaita Katan were married to a lady and they died, Nishosayim, Paturais, Bechalitz, Medivim. You don't even do Chalitza, nothing. No Chalitza, Medivim, because it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage, even though it's not a marriage. It's like no Kenyan, and therefore there's no din of Yibum and Chalitza, and there's no din, like we said, of eating Chuma. Zokta Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, Ketzad, Ho Yisrael Shabbat Bas Kayin, Teichel B'Chuma, Ibra Lo Teichel. It's like this. A Yisrael is Ma'anis Abbas Kayin, or the opposite case. Let's go with this case. This case is the case that's together for us. Yisrael is Ma'anis Abbas Kayin. She's still eating Chuma. It wasn't an apostle. And it's not considered married to Yisrael, but if they have a child or Ibra already, Uber already, it's a problem because not could Rabbi Sevilla. Freiting Marakasha, keeping the Ibra Loisaychal, since if she would be pregnant, she can't eat. Lech Hashem Ibra, every time, how could she continue in Chuma when someone's Ma'anis her? Someone Yisrael's Ma'anis Abbas Kain, she could eat Chuma now, right? What do you mean? Maybe she's Mubaris. Ah, you're not Choshish, the thing?
We have to wait 3 months.
You have to wait, yeah, but it doesn't say you have to wait. It's Ma'anis Shagi right away. And who said Yechayishish? Because Milay Tanan, we looked at a different case earlier on in the Masech, that Yechayishish, Milay Tanan, Mafrish, Yisrael, Gimel Chadashim, Shem Baris, him. Says if two people switch their wives by mistake, you have to wait 3 months for Havchana. So you see Yechayishish right away, so you also be Yechayishish. So Amar Rab Barav Huna, Liyuchzin Chashu, they were talking about one of Hulu Miachis, the baby after, this husband, this one, Shalom Mamzeris, they also, Liyuchzin, we're Yechayishish for Havchana. Litruma Lechashu, for Chuma not Yechayishish. So, afraid to is that true? We're not choshes for like choshes by chuma. We're chuma like choshu. We're not choshes for choshes by chuma. Tanya learned in a brisa. Someone gives a get. I raise a git that choshach is kohen masasi. Reuven gives a get to Rachel. He says 1 hour before Reuven dies is a get. So now he always worries in a dying hour. Asu lecha b'chuma miyad. He can't eat chuma miyad. That means we're choshes for misa. This is choshes for misa. We're choshes for ibur also. So we are choshes for things. So what can't tell me that chuma not choshes? Allah Rabbi Rav Huna. A different pshat. By the case of Mafrish, there it was a real nesuin. So there, she wasn't mishapech. She didn't turn over to get out the zera. By his nus lechashu. By any nus, she right away tries to get rid of the zera, and there was not choishes. Tais speaks out. Shait the same thing. Look at Taisus, tekken top Taisus. Kepris v'kuntus the isha mezane mishapech is roisaber. Shait the nami afishin nisus loy mishapechas. Vein roitzel on saber menu. He doesn't fish yiras loy tuchal asayv loy. He's not going to be able to handle it. So if the husband is shait, they turn off. Okay. Akaponim, we're going over here is that you're not. That's the answer why we're not choishes mubaris. Hello, Rabbi Vachan. Yeah. So very more. We assume we choshu, but soon we are choishes. Let's say you have a Bas Kohen, this is the Yisrael, Umeis. He died right away. After one beer, he died. Teveles va'echeles betruma la'erev. The halacha is that teveles va'echeles betruma la'erev. She could be toivel al shechva zera, and she could truma la'erev. What do you mean? Maybe she's embarrassed to this Yisrael. Amrav chista, l'chare, what's going on? Maybe she's embarrassed. Ayah, tell me that, what do you mean? It's only one bia. It's only one bia. Maybe after one bia, we're not choshev. You remember the Gemara before, the Gemara has the same kash. The Gemara says, ain't choshev, embarrassed first bia. The Gemara says, you're a boil of a shayna. So what's going on over here? So Rosh Hash asks this kasha. Rosh Hash speaks about this. Rosh Hash says, Pirish Rashi over here, Elma l'chad b'yeh chashinon, Tema, the Shom ad rabba. In that case, parchinon v'al ein ishav es aberes b'birish, v'an amukla v'shabal v'shanu. But Ule Rosh Halayim over here, it also means that it was b'al v'shanu, or whatever the case is, that's mashva, they would assume maybe for a while, maybe more than just one b'yeh. Akapanim, the Gemara's kasha is that it says in this price of Askench Yisrael Meis Tevelz Choshev Arav Awayin Choshev Ibur. Here it's the Su and here it's Naznos. What do you say over here? Amram Chista Tevelz Veichelas Arabam. Until 40 days she could eat Chuma. Why? The Loi Ma'abra V'Nam Ma'abra Loi Ma'abra. Not Mo'baras. V'Mo'baras V'Ma'abra Adabar Maya Ba'amu. Until 40 days considered Maya Ba'alma. It's not considered Ibur.
40 to 90 she can eat.
Right. Only Abaya, 49:8. Only Abaya. Yochi, Emes Seif says that Seif that Bryce. So Huko Uber. Let's say Shmaya Uber. At the end of 3 months, she has an Uber. Temek calls my Freya. It goes back to my Freya. She has to pay for all the truma she ate. She has to pay a Karen Mechaimish. So you see that it goes back straight to when she gets married. No, no, my Mekelas Arabam. Only until 40. Only from 40 to 90 you have to pay. But from 440, you do not have to pay Taka.
Is she able to eat from 40 to 90 or not able to eat?
49 she can eat. 49 she can eat. Because there, it's not Mansha. But before 40 Mansha she can eat. Even if she's Mabaris, it's only Maya Ba'alma. Right. So here he's saying, even if she finds she's Mabaris, until 40.
And she ate.
So until 40 she's Mekelas, but before 40, she could. That's not a problem. So tomorrow, right there is a new sugya. But Hashaykh is the ring arrived from Mishnah, therefore we bring in the sugya. Itma. Haba al Rusasa Ves Chama. The loch is that Arusa is also Rabia. She has to wait in the Suin. But this fellow couldn't wait, and he was Bar Rusasa Ves Chama. They both agreed that's what happened. And they had a child. Rav Amma Avlad Mamzer, Shmuel Avlad Shtuki. Now, obviously, there's no Isser Deraisa on a Rusasa. It's not an Isser Deraisa. But here, Rav holds that since they're not Makbid on a raya's thick of things, they don't wait for Nesu'in, we're worried she's also Mizana with other people also after she was Rusa, and therefore, Vlaz Mamzer. Meshmulama Vlaz Shtuki. It's only a Safik. We're not sure, it's a Safik Mamzer. We're not sure, but it's not a Vade Mamzer. And even Vade Mamzer here is a little bit shver. The Rishonim talk about it, but we're just going to call it a Vade Mamzer. Shmuel is a Vlaz Shtuki. Omer Rava, Rav is a Pella, Rav is a Vlaz Mamzer. So Omer Rava, Mestavra Milsa the Rav, the Daima Ma'alma, that the case was, there was real plausible chashadim from other people. We saw she was playing around with other people as well. So now, you see, she was bar, and when she agrees, she was bar resasi, and she was dying from alma, so we are very much chashad that it's a mamzer. We go back to the roiv, that came from roiv people, and she doesn't care. She's dying from alma. Avaloi dying from alma, basra di day, she didn't live. But if there's no plausible chashashas for other people, then we say it came from the Aras. It came from the Aras, came from the one she was engaged to. Omer Rav Noam Minullah, how do I know that? The Ketani, it says in our Mishnah that Kain was Ma'anis her, and then she has a child. Yodot Taichal, she eats Chuma. What do you mean? How do you know it's from the Kain? Hey Chidami, Ile Medayim Alma, Yodot Mai Taichal. If the Chashash is on her from other people, why would she eat Chuma? Makes no sense. Elalav, Minei Daima, Veloi Daima Alma. The only Chashash was from the Kain. If it was more than a diamond, then we know they were Baal Av, Loi Daima Alma. And Loi Daima Alma. And what do we say there? We say over there that the child is kosher. It's a kain. We consider that going basar the kain. Umahosam, the highest surah, the highest surah, Madakhan, the Mishnah. The highest surah, the highest surah, basar, the day, shadir law. In our Mishnah, there's no more shaykhis to the kain as ma'anasar to anyone else. Still, we say that it goes basar the day. Hacha, here, the highest surah of the highest Torah, to the Oros, technically, it's more mutter because they're engaged. They have a kedushin. So, look, kol shekein, for sure you go basa today. What we're proving is like this, that if there's no daima ma'alma, then there's no way Rav can say avlav ma'amza. Because our Mishnah says that it goes basa the one who we know about the beer. We know about the beer, it goes basa him. Now, if our Mishnah is talking about, what's our Mishnah talking about? So it has to do with Loi Daima Alma, and that's why there it goes Basar him. So for sure over here, if it's Loi Daima Alma, if there's no plausible Chash from other places, for sure it goes Basar Aras. That's what Rav wanted. Because why else would we have Lama Amza? Amalei Abaya. No.
Why is it not
Hayater? What? Because Midrash says Mutter. When there's Kedushin already. They're more connected. They're more connected. But thinking to everyone else, it's a derisa of Eish Ish. This is only else the Rabbana. Only Abaya. No, I can argue. Rav argues a Rav. Only Malach Kol Heicha the Diamond Minei Afgal the Diamond Alma Om Rav Lamamzer. There's no not true. Anytime we know the Diamond Minei Afgal the Diamond Alma, we say of Lamamzer. Why? My timer. It's different than our Mishnah. My timer. The Rimi the Afgal Nafshe Gavi Oros Afgal Nafshe Alma. She herself was Mafgal herself Gavi Oros, so she's Mafgal Alma. So our Mishnah also, let's say, look at this is let's say Mefata. Mefata is a case of also which is Afgar Nafsha. So what do you do by Mefata, like Mefata in our Mishnah? Then we say he goes Basa the Kayin. Says our Mishnah is a special case. They were both in the Mesa Surim. We know it has to be from him. It was Mefata Mesa Surim, therefore it has to know from him. So just our Mishnah was that the Mefata is not enough for her to do Truma, only with her son she eats Truma. So come and come to this Gemara right now. It's Rav and Shmuel. And in Rav, we have a halachas Abaya and Rava. Rava says Rav's halacha is only true if there's an outside chash as well. Abaya says no. Once you see she's a mafker, she's a parrot, prutza, too bad. Ikedamri, another version of this machlekes is Rav and Shmuel and Pshat and Rav and Shmuel. Ikedam baala kolam lepligi the bastard the day shadina le. If it was baala that the which means loy the baala everyone agrees it goes baser the oris. Here wasn't for sure. If they're both masking that the Ubala based on Sasa and they have a child, it's for sure not a mamzer because we assume it came from the Arabs. But here, Vahachi Itmar, this is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Arusa Shibra, we don't know what happened, but Arusa all of a sudden became pregnant. Rav Alma Vla Mamzer, go bust the Rav Alma, and it was probably from, she's Ashish Dish, probably from someone else. Shmuel Alma Vla Chduki. So Alma Rava, Mistavra, Milsa the Rav, the Loidaima Mino, B'dayim ma'alma. He says Rav is good if loydayim mino b'dayim ma'alma. Avodayim mino. I've got dayim ma'alma. B'asher yedesh dayin le. So Rav again goes again lekula. He says even this thing that vlam mamzer is only if dayim that not dayim mino, and it's only dayim ma'alma. But avodayim mino. I've got dayim ma'alma, which Tosis says means pirish dayim mino shabal lebavadai. V'dayim ma'alma haynu shem ra. So then the halach is. That basher didei shadin la means if you know for sure, basically the case of four, if you know for sure that she's baala, then the so you see even though we said it, but baala kuli amlei pligi that's heich loy daimam alma, but by baala with daimam alma Rava says basra didei shadin la and we're having a machlokas about that. We're having a bias and argument. Amar Rav no amin la. How do I know that? How do I know that when there's a vadai bia that afikav daimam alma basra shadin la? Amar Rav no amin la. The tali yoldo taychal. That if a case of a kainu is mafata or yodo, they have a child, teichel, hechidami. You live with diamond, me, alma. It was only me, ne, vlema alma, tshrichel, me, teichel, of course. There's no other chashashas. El alav, of course she's truman. It's the only one we have is the kain. El alav, a diamond, me, never alma. And there, ma hosom, the hayasura, still basu, deshadim, we knock her and bust the kain. And we say it was from the kain. Hacha, the hayasura, hayatel, the kosh, for sure we say, but it's diamond, both, she'll go bust her husband, bust the aris. I'm like, bye, no, I'll argue. Well, if there's a daim of alma, afgav daim mino. If there's a daim of alma, afgav daim mino, it's a problem of mamzer, I'm a ravla mamzer. Umasnisim v'loy kamaklal. In the Mishnah, there was no daim klal, there was no rumors at all. Not minev laim alma. And therefore, you have to tell me that toichal, because we say from this bios, this abra, there's no chash. If there was a chash, they were close. So then you could say if the sure came from the kohen. Here, there was no connection between either of them. Therefore, the chiddush is that you still eat truma. That's the case. Akaponim, in this case, we start off kuli amole pligi that if you knew that the oros bala that the halacha is ibas deshadinon is machlokes really in the case of daima ma'amo. It's loy daima ma'amo. So then everyone agrees, even abaya. That in a vla mamzer, but daima alma baya will by daimi nom daima alma be chloikas baya verava if havlad mamzer or not.